Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Another edition of Brush Show Radio. This is Brenda Pierce, part of the Brush Show team, and I'm thrilled to be here with you and share with you that the Brush Show in town is the cutting-edge place to be for information on breast cancer and really all cancers for that matter. All cancer is preventable. Listen to experts, meet vendors with the cutting-edge information, products, services to serve you on your journey. General admission is $5, which you can get your online tickets at www.breastshowintown.ca. And at the show, you can buy your admission tickets to each of the speakers. Each one-hour keynote speaker is $5, but you got to get to the show to get your keynote speaker tickets. And support PRIM Canada. It's your right to know. So you can also enter to win a chance to drive a Fiat convertible for a weekend and so much more. But you got to come on down, get your tickets, and join us April 17th at the Lamplighter. And as such, I want to introduce you to my partner, Pat Kennedy. Pat is...
Hi, Brenda.
You know, it's wonderful to have you here, Pat. And as such, we really do have stuff rocking, don't we?
We have so much rocking, Brenda, and this show will be the pivotal moment and the real true representation of the shift that's occurring out there. People are getting it. 90% of people are searching out natural preventative options, and we're not going away. We're very discriminating. We're proactive, and I think truly once you're educated, we all are empowered to get in the driver's seat regarding our health.
Absolutely. You know, it's really phenomenal what we can do when we really do take charge of our health and, you know, make things happen, make our life the way we want it to be. We are masters of our own destiny, aren't we?
We are, and we're all unique to this universe. What's amazing, people are kind of in awe when you let them know that their profile, who they are, where they came from, there will never be another one of these people. Previously never has been, now there is not, and there never will be. Everyone's unique onto their own, and their genetics and their chemical makeup, their exposure to toxins, how they handle stress, just absolutely everything to do with their health. And the beauty of the Brush Show is you get a full spectrum of exposure to the positiveness, what's out there, what are we able to tap into, what do you know, what don't you know, getting your questions answered, oh my gosh, instead of just because someone's available to see you and you pay to go in and be disappointed. I hear these stories over the last 30 years over and over again. So it's brilliant to be able to get your questions answered and be in the space and energy and really feel and comprehend what these brilliant practitioners and physicians and businesses are doing now.
Absolutely. You know, the thing is, though, it's more vital now more than ever because wait times are actually getting worse for getting in if you have a diagnosis or even a secondary diagnosis. It is taking longer now to get looked after from even your primary doctor. And this is what's really important, is the fact that you do not have to be beholden to a system that is broken. You can really make it happen.
And Brenda, who else knows this best than the grassroots nurses pounding the pavement in the system, you in long-term care, other nurses that we are affiliated with PRIM, that are working emergency room. It takes a very special kind of individual that wants to choose that and work that for 30 years without getting burnt out. There's got to be something they're doing right. There's so many nurses out there that truly have that frustration because they know that they themselves, alone, with their little bit of effort, cannot break and change the system. It has to come from a whole cross-Canada movement, and that's why I love being a part of PRIM, People's Right to Integrative Medicine. We're working hard for those physicians that are persecuted and those individuals that are not recognized for doing maybe integrative energy therapy. People aren't getting that things like what we're going to talk about in this half hour are definitely scientifically proven and well-respected. It's time to open our eyes and get with it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, speaking of which, our guest, Dr. Eric Pearl of The Reconnection, we are so privileged to have him in the London area. And this person has been traveling the world with his work that he's discovered and uncovered, and the science backs it up. This is what's so phenomenal about it. I had the privilege of interviewing Dr. Eric Pearl on Oxford Empowered earlier today, and it was magnificent. The energy was just crackling in the air. When you start to know that somebody who, like a doctor of chiropractic medicine, can be practicing in his business one moment, and the next minute being a cutting-edge energy practitioner, it just boggles the mind with what is possible these days.
It's a fascinating thing that most people want to know the key ingredient for making that switch, that change happen, that knowledge all of a sudden, and getting into something that, unbeknownst to them, is going to make all of the physicalness of what they were doing, taking it to another level. And you know, when we're talking about Dr. Eric Pearl, we are very privileged to have had Donna Costa, who's a homeopathic physician, a Bowen instructor, and also has been trained in reconnective healing, to create this opportunity for Dr. Pearl to be tomorrow at the Stevenson Hunt Central Library in London and sharing not only his journey, but sharing what is reconnective healing. And regarding media that have followed his journey, the Dr. Oz Show, the New York Times, CNN, he wrote this international bestseller, The Reconnection, Heal Others, Heal Yourself, now in 39 languages, that speaks volumes, and has been endorsed by such notables as Deepak Chopra. This is a big deal. This is something anyone who's dabbling with or totally involved in energy medicine really needs to come on down at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning to Central Library here in London, for sure.
Absolutely. Well, and the thing is, though, too, he was teaching last week in Miami. Next week he's going to be in Denmark, the week after in Spain, and then he's going to be back in the Ontario area, in Toronto, from April 1st to the 5th, training another dose of amazingly high-vibe healers again. He's trained over 100,000 people to become...
Oh, my word.
Yeah.
That's,
yeah, you
that's
know, it's just
phenomenal.
Crazy.
But it also is so representative of the need.
Yeah.
And people are searching for something beyond the physicalness of a therapy.
Absolutely. 20,000 of that 100,000 are actually medical-based practitioners, doctors, nurses, other chiropractors, lab techs, you name it. They're coming in droves because medicine is more than just pills and potions and procedures. It really is the cutting edge, and we are on the cutting edge with energy medicine.
You know, that's a great example, Brenda, because in our lives, and we know we're exposed to so many different things, but the fact that mainstream professionals are literally opening up to the possibilities and realizing the importance and realizing this is the key that unlocks the door to their physical therapies and treatments to be effective. Otherwise, you will never, ever get that desired effect. That is such a cool time right now, such a cool shift, and many people struggle to understand why our system's broken and they can't communicate with their physician. many physicians and many mainstream people are taking trainings, opening up to the possibilities, searching for these other things to enhance their practice, and this is very much representative of it. And I understand just from his book and from what he's trying to get the message out that he can really connect energy and work it to heal people, and this is something that doctors really aren't used to doing. It's Band-Aids. It's a quick something. It's not like you're leaving my office and I could heal you, I could actually rid you or give you hope that you can get rid of that horrific symptom that's destroying your life. It's unbelievable.
Right, right. Well, and this is the whole thing. You know, people think that cancer is the disease, but cancer is actually not, it's a Band-Aid that kind of tells you it's a symptom of some other imbalance inside your body. And when you get down to the intimate bottom of everything, it's energy. You know, the distance between two cells is actually like two football fields, and yet the energy in that empty space is what really glues everything together. And as such, you know, we're medical science with its cutting and burning and poisoning really is not dealing with the root cause of anything. It's just trying to stomp out a bushfire with a pair of boots. You know, it really does not do what it needs to do. And people think, well, if I cut it out, I've got it out. But that's not true. You know that, right?
Well, that's a big part of our problem. Particularly women in the cancer, breast cancer arena are not informed at all. It shocks me and surprises me every day in my practice to run into very intelligent corporate women that are still doing exactly what their doctor said because they said it. And our system is broken. They're shocked that we are not one of the top three. They're shocked that we are really in a situation now where a lot of my medical doctor colleagues are saying we need to crash and burn and rebuild. We are so broken. So it's a real time where we want to do, and you and I are embarking on this journey together, events, local events like Holistic Hot Talk, like tomorrow at Stevenson Hunt Central Library, larger events demanding more exposure, more vendors, more keynote speakers, very powerful topics like genetics, epigenetics, and lifestyle medicine, things that people aren't tapped into unless you're exposed to that. So we're trying very hard with larger and smaller and radio show, hopefully television show like shows like yours. People's lives are changed. They get to be exposed to the other side. What is really there for them? And everyone's so unique, as I mentioned previously, that they need to find what resonates with them. And I believe if you are making an informed decision and you're truly knowledgeable about the full spectrum of what's offered to you, both mainstream and natural medicine, and how you can pull your team together for what ails you or what you want to do preventatively, once you're informed, there should be no judgment or fear. And that word cancer is a fear-based thing. And when you were telling me about interviewing Dr. Pearl today on your television show and the impact he even had on you as an energy worker and the magnitude of the stories and the experience, people have to get down to the library tomorrow. And how does it impact their issue? It isn't about your diagnosis. It isn't about your symptoms. It's all one. Reconnective healing can help you and take you to another level of efficacy in getting the desired result, getting rid of the symptoms, feeling better, and knowing that you've got the power and a tool that's going to take you there. I am really jumping out of my skin waiting to hear about particularly breast cancer, because that's the world I work and live in, is how the reconnection works, how he takes someone from such a fear-based place, thinking there's only one option, mainstream, and opening up to the possibilities of self-healing with this technique. Amazing.
Absolutely. It truly is amazing. It's amazing times. And tomorrow with the launch of Holistic Hot Talk, we also have Dr. Larry Schmidt, who's our medical doctor friend, who is developing lifestyle medicine. My God, this is taking family practice medicine to a whole new stratosphere. you know.
These are the physicians of the future, Brenda. These are the things that we've been hoping, dreaming, waiting for, and now they're tangible. And in little old London, Ontario, probably one of the most conservative medical communities that ever existed, and we are having this groundbreaking expertise speak to the people in our community for not-for-profit and for charity. And this is what it's all about, giving back to our community with efforts like the Brush Show, with efforts like Holistic Hot Talk. And we need people to come out and support this. Where do you get this anywhere else? I haven't heard of it.
No, I haven't either. And yet, you know, this is what I've been dreaming of, is this integrative approach where, you know, body, mind, and spirit is truly brought back together and honored for the completeness of our experience on all avenues.
That's true, and it's abstract, and I get that. People that are truly just about the physicalness, but also no matter what religion, Christian, Muslim, it really doesn't matter. There's such a spiritual, energetic connection to any religion, and such a beautiful thing. They are actually doing studies on prayer and the magnitude of the effect that prayer has on the human body. It is not something that is not scientifically proven, and they're going to deeper and deeper levels of how something like prayer or meditation, mindfulness, is going to take you to another level of understanding, whatever you want to call it. There's no judgment here. Find what resonates with you. If you get the results, bonus.
Yeah, it's true. And the power of the heart, too. The heart math, you know, the heart was actually formed before the brain in utero and has an intrinsic brain energy of its own and intelligence, which really, when people are together and in a common cause, their heart rates sync together in such a way that creates this harmonic convergence and really can create synergy and change.
It's an incredible time. And you know, here we are mainstream professionals. Here we are talking about this. We didn't learn this in nursing school. We had to fall apart. We had to be, as we all do, the learning the truth and the journey of real life in this lifetime, and learning our lessons and evolving as a person. And, I mean, you're a much younger nurse than I am, but I have to tell you, in your 60s, you get to this point where it's, You get so passionate because you know so much, you've learned so much, you have so much to share, and it's like, are you listening? I love Breast Show Radio. Holistic Hot Talk Radio will be launched. We're doing all of these wonderful efforts and your television show, and hopefully a Holistic Hot Talk show that we can even take and tape on a local level, a grassroots level in the community. These are things that are really, truly going to inform men and women and families, let them understand that this exists. It's not voodoo-woodoo. It is really tangible, viable, evidence-based, scientifically proven energy work, or that concept of bioenergetics. And at our show, we not only have that being represented on every level, even look at Dr. Morrison. So, yes, there's Dr. Schmidt with lifestyle medicine, Dr. Victoria Coleman looking at the genetic component. You aren't informed about genetics. None of us are. We need to hear the other side. Don't make a move until you hear the other side and get down to the Breast Show. There's Dr. Morrison. Just like Dr. Pearl, a chiropractor, and then what happens? There's a gift. There's this innate ability to see beyond just the physicalness of his practice. And now, with all of that he's evolved and become, phenomenal awakening technique and getting rid of subconscious blocks, people don't even understand what that means.
No. And yet once they experience it and have that freedom of release, their life changes completely in a heartbeat. And
in a moment, yes.
Yeah.
It's like a snap of the fingers. I've experienced it. So have you. It's shocking.
It is.
And you know what? This is the thing. What's that?
I said, yeah, you know, and this is just something, just the tip of the iceberg, really.
Oh my gosh, Brenda, it's so exciting. I don't know what it is exactly, but I am so bloody excited at this age and stage in my life after seeing this struggle and what still propels me forward of the stories of those people. I'm sure Dr. Pearl has stories galore. He'll be book signing tomorrow for a Toonie, for Tots, supporting our charity about internet safety and child pornography hurts. We want to change the lives and the environment of our children. We want them to be safe. We want them to be empowered, and we don't want them to just do what they're told. This is the new generation, and even at the breast show, I might add, here, all these babies, my grandbabies, someday you're going to be part of the club and have grandbabies. Here's the bottom line. These are the first generation of babies and children that forever since the egg met the sperm have been exposed to massive amounts of electromagnetic radiation and electromagnetic field. And we have no idea what are the ramifications. So I'm so empowered by Dr. Eric Pearl, all of the physicians that have taken this journey that take us to another level of power, power that we have over our own bodies. Incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and add to that, Dr. Victoria Coleman, who is also going to be speaking tomorrow at Holistic Hot Talk. My God.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, planting seeds.
Yeah. Planting seeds. And the thing is, though, how many of us have been told, well, your father's had that, your grandfather's had that, you're going to have that. And we sink ourselves into a hole of complacency with the expectation that our death warrant has already been signed.
It's not about just our past, and it's not about family tendency. It's also about, oh, you have this gene. So guess what? You are doomed. And people get sucked into that ridiculousness, like you have no control over a gene. A gene is a gun. You're in charge of loading it and firing it. You are so in charge. And that's why it's reconnective healing. I want to find out more, experience more, because it shows you one of the strategies, one of the tools that you have, you don't even know you have it, to create it and have it and learn it, to start utilizing it and change your life and your physical health. It isn't about what you're told hanging over your head. And that word cancer, Brenda, drives me crazy. And that's why the breast show isn't just about breast cancer, as you alluded to. Any cancer, skin cancer, prostate, colon cancer. Breast cancer is the number one killer of women 35 to 54, and it doesn't grow overnight. So in our 20s, our children, our daughters, our granddaughters are setting the stage for something to happen if they don't get preventative. And we posted a great article, I believe, not long ago on the blog on breastshowintown.ca about prevention has to start at 2.
Yeah. Never too late and never too early. Always the right time to make that switch in your life that's going to make your life more vibrant, more rich, more healthy, and sustainable, because nobody else is going to value your life more than you do. So it's what you do now that will make all the difference in how you live your life.
It's so true. And I want anyone listening and in future, Holistic Hot Talk is such a grassroots, incredible opportunity. This is the 7th year of Holistic Hot Talk, and you, Brenda, and I are going to take this to another level of giving back, another level of getting that information out and sharing and getting people to pay attention and to listen and to not pay exorbitant amounts of money to come and hear a keynote speaker. This is about giving back to the community, giving back to your family. It's time for you to listen. It's time for you to take that voice and make it meaningful, not just complain about everything, actually take action. And we want everyone who comes to the breast show to join PRIM, www.primcanada.org. Join PRIM, not for profit, costs you nothing. Are you kidding? There's an ebook there that will show you, written by some of the top integrative medical doctors in Ontario. Get on that site and join this movement. We are working hard to make everyone understand that this isn't going away. This is what was before. Now we're getting back to our roots naturally.
Yeah, it's a fabulous time. It really is. So make
exciting.
Sure that
I love it.
Yeah, exactly. So just, you know, again, in closing, just make sure that you visit www.breastshowintown.ca. Get your $5 general admission tickets while they're red hot and ready to roll, and make sure you mark April 17th on your calendar, and be prepared to be impressed that you have the power. Right, Pat?
Absolutely, and get ready for the ride. Brenda and I are going to bring a whole lot to our community and a whole lot to Ontario and a whole lot nationally. So get ready. We are not stopping with our passion. We are rocking this ship, and it's happening now. Join us. You have a voice. It's your health. Use it.
Yes, and as such, this is the end of this episode of Breast Show Radio, and stay tuned. Join us for Holistic Hot Talk March 5th. In the London Central Library, 10 a.m., be there or be square, and bring your tuny for tots. Bye for now.
Bye. Thank you, Brenda.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. It's your choice.